Well, there are a lot of creative Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, as we know from their contribution to the arts. But business and commerce needs creativity too. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been involved in business for centuries. Today, they're involved in many different cutting-edge startups, as well as leading in business networks. I asked Lisa Watego, a Brisbane-based Murray mum, educator, business owner and president of the Southeast Queensland Chamber of Commerce, one of the founders of Indigenous Business Month, what made the Indigenous businesses she worked with so successful.
So I run my own business and I'm a president as a volunteer, like many chambers of commerce around the country. But because of that that role, I am constantly meeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander business owners, women and men, in all kinds of different industries, at all different stages of business, from intending to established to growth, across Queensland. And it's just it's fantastic to see Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people getting into business and working hard. Being in business isn't easy, so it's not easy for anybody. But there are specific kind of challenges for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. But people are making it. What it means, though, is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are employing other people. So we're actually job creators as well. So, there's so many reasons to support Indigenous business. And I think that I'm very lucky to be in the role that I am, being able to connect with so many people.
Because a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people mightn't think when they're thinking of their careers that, I should just open a business. What's changed in recent years, do you think?
I think one of the things, Indigenous people have been in business for decades and probably centuries, actually, with a range of challenges, legislative as well as just general kind of, racism. But right now what we've got is people really understanding that there are benefits to being in business. I mean, it's hard work and not everybody succeeds, but it gives you freedom. I'm kind of, my boss is my customer, so to speak, but it gives me freedom. And, all my kids are grown up, but being in business really allowed me to explore my creativity, earn some money, support my family, but also to raise my family at the same time. So as a woman, it was particularly beneficial for me in that respect. I never really thought of myself as a business owner and really didn't understand what that meant. That was like in the mid-90s. Whereas now, for people who are thinking about getting into business, we have Indigenous procurement policy at a federal level as well as a state level. Most states have an Indigenous procurement policy. And we're understanding that we can make a difference in terms of employment outcomes for people.
And do you think being Indigenous these days is a little bit more of a benefit than it has been in the past? I mean, does it open doors for you?
We still have the same amounts of, certainly some jail cells are open, certainly more. Rates of incarceration and all of that kind of stuff. We can't ever forget those things. I think that's really important to say. But yes, if you're an Indigenous business owner, there are policies out there that are going to get you through the door, but you still have to prove that you have the capability and the capacity to deliver on a job. So a lot of people go, the IPP, the Indigenous Procurement Policy, it's going to be the best thing. And it is a great thing, but we also have to remember that building a business is really, really hard work and not everybody's going to make it. So we talk it up, but we also have to be very mindful that it's not the still have to learn how to be in business. You still have to manage cash flow and inventory. I'm standing right now in my stock room because it's the quietest part in my office, surrounded by unsold stock. So all this sort of stuff that you've got to deal with as a business owner. But it's probably never been a better time to be in business if you're an Indigenous person.
I was speaking there with Lisa Watego, President of the Southeast Queensland Chamber of Commerce, about Indigenous business as it's now Indigenous Business Month.